The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 5th of April, 2018. All the best technology news we'll be getting you caught up on over the past couple of days. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Apple's working on some new stuff to make the iPhone a little more interesting. What's that new stuff? Well, apparently they still think it's 2013. Hey, hey, hey. All right, so we'll tell you what all this stuff is. It's about controlling your iPhone without even having to touch it. Yep, you've heard this before. Samsung did this before, yeah. Used to be the other way around, remember? Used to be Samsung would copy Apple. Now it's Apple copying Samsung. Anyways, this is all according to the latest rumors from the folks over there at Bloomberg. Also on top of this touch-free iPhone will be a completely curved iPhone screen. Yeah, so that could make the thing maybe a little bit more appealing, a little sexier. Problem is, though, we're probably about 3 years away from those really curved screens, and still 2 years away from that, ooh, I ain't touching my phone gesture. Again, these are rumors, and we may never see the things. Either that, or Apple will wake up and go, holy crap, it's 2018 already? Have you got yourself an Amazon Fire 7 or, say, an HD 8 tablet? Well, you've got Alexa now, too. That's right, you no longer have to go and get yourself an Echo if you really don't want to. That's because these tablets now will do double duty, as they are now hands-free Alexa speakers. Granted, yeah, this was already available on the Fire HD 10 tablet, but I guess Amazon thought, yeah, why not? With the new feature, you'll get use of Alexa's full array of voice commands. That, of course, is whenever the tablet display is turned on. Meaning your tablet can't be asleep, so you can't just, like, wake it up and say, hey, Alexa, hello, hello, hello. No, that ain't gonna work. To get access to the new features, all you gotta have is the new update, which in most cases should already be done automatically. BlackBerry, Snapchat, two companies I didn't ever think we'd see in the same sentence. Then again, the way BlackBerry's been, I didn't think we'd still be talking about BlackBerry. Nonetheless, though, it seems that BlackBerry ain't too happy with Snapchat. So much so, they filed a complaint against Snap. That's the Snap Incorporated. Yeah, that's Snapchat anyways. They're accusing the company of infringing its patented messaging technology in the Snapchat app. The complaint, by the way, which is 71 pages long, how would you like to type that out? Accuses Snap of infringing 6 patents, including map improvements for mobile devices, advertising techniques, and even UI improvements for mobile devices. Of course, I guess you could say BlackBerry's not exactly new to going after companies now. They did the same thing against Facebook last March, stating basically the same thing, that WhatsApp and its Messenger app infringed on BlackBerry's messaging app patents. BlackBerry has stated it's seeking compensation for damages and the destruction and recall of infringing products and materials. Okay, in layman's terms, BlackBerry wants money, because they ain't got a whole lot in the bank. And finally, we all know about the Big Bang. That apparently is the reason why this big old marble floats around the universe. Actually, to be honest with you, I'm not really smart enough to understand it all, but apparently the bang is the reason why we're all here. Funny enough, though, the next bang may be the reason why we're all gone. Yes, apparently a group of Harvard physicists found that our universe basically is likely to end the way it began. Apparently the second bang will happen because of a change in the Higgs boson particle's mass. Yeah, it's over my head, too. Basically, what will happen is we'll consume everything in the universe and upend the laws of physics. So when is this going to happen? According to the researchers, approximately about 10 trillion, 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 trillion years. Oh yeah, cover your butt a little bit with an extra few trillions in there, just in case you're still around. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else is going to listen, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by the lovely folks over there at uk2.net. We love them to death. Go support them, because they support us. Our official website's, of course, where you can find all of our podcasts, blog, and reviews constantly up, constantly over there for your enjoyment. Also, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our BTN Slack room with our BTN community. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be returning to you for your Friday, yeah, edition. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.